So we're just going to wrap up and close.
Are you going somewhere for lunch?
Our precious little young lady. I tease her all the time, Mary. I say, I saw you before you were seen. See, I knew Mary before she was ever born. I met Mary, she came to the church where I was pastor, and she was at a corporate prayer. Mary was at a corporate prayer time.
This is the story behind this. It's really cool. She was at a corporate prayer time, and we were supposed to be praying for the city, Mary. And we were crying out and praying for the city, and Mary's over. I can still see where you were. You were right in that middle aisle, and you were right out in front of the altar facing this way. And she's down, and she's crying. And she really looks like she cares about York City. And the Lord said she's not praying for the city. She's crying for a miracle. And she was told, she got done with the fertility stuff and was told she wasn't going to get pregnant. And it was like a hope was trying to die in her heart. And she was rocking in intercessory prayer, wanting to get pregnant, wanting to have a child. And we were supposed to be praying for the city, and she's there rocking. And the Lord said, she's not praying for the city. She's praying for a miracle. And I went over, and I remember talking to her, and she's crying, put a hand on her back, and we just prayed. And probably 6 to 8 weeks later, 6 to 8 weeks later, and look at, is that from the Lord or what? Come on, is this from Jesus or what? So that was 6 to 8 weeks later. Boop. And now we're 14 years later. But you go ahead and play. You just play. God's building worship in her. And Flowin and I had fun with her yesterday because she said to Pam and Deb, she said, was it Tuesday? When did they pray for you? 2 days ago. Okay. They prayed for her to, she said, could you guys pray for me just for worship? I just want that in me. And she respects and honors Deb and Pam, and they laid hands and were praying. And I was teasing her. I said, well, look, now you got all that impartation, man. Get up there and pray and sing, play and sing. I want to hear it, you know. And she's like, and then she realized I never heard her sing. I never heard her play or sing. And she said, you never heard me sing? And Tammy and I were sitting here, and it was beautiful, wasn't it? Oh, my goodness. And I said, hey. I said, you can just bless us and play, but it's fitting. It's a, I'm going to let her just play this real soft song, real sweet, soft song, just real sweet. And I'm going to let her sing, but there's something I just feel like I want to close this school out just with our eyes on Him and let this song be a prayer. And there's something I want to read over us. Okay. I believe God will bless us. I just want to read it over us then. It's a closing prayer in Hebrews. And it's my faith for you guys. I have it rainbowed. See that rainbow there? That's the prayer. Go ahead. Just start playing. You can just play and take your time. You don't even have to sing yet. It's all right. You don't even have to sing yet. I want you to play out of your heart. There's something special when somebody loves Jesus. Mary said she's been spending hours alone in her bedroom worshiping Jesus. What I like to do is, and this is what I encouraged her the other day, and I encourage everybody that leads worship to do this. I said, man, don't get caught leading worship. I said, you give people the privilege of entering into your love life. You give people the privilege of entering into your love. That's what I believe a good worship leader does. They're in love, and they just open the door. Do you get it? And we just get to come in. Oh my goodness. So just let her touch the keys and play, and she's just growing in this, and we're just going to let her flow with it. But Tammy and I were very blessed, weren't we? Sitting there, she sang. And what's the song you're singing?
Light of Your Face.
Light of Your Face. It's an intimate song. But you can play those keys, okay? I'm going to read this over the students. You can just play. And we're all going to get quiet. And what I want you to do is just in your own heart personally, you thank God for these 13 weeks and whatever they meant to you. I'm not going to go around the room and ask you to testify what they meant, but just thank God for whatever He imparted. It's probably different for all. And just thank Him for the grace and the season that this school represented and the fruit that it's to produce. Amen. And just rejoice in that. And I'm going to read this over you guys. It's just really good. It says, now may the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete, in every good work to do His will. Working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Father, I thank You that we're the body of Christ. I thank You that we're Your children, we're Your choice. We're predestined before the foundation of the world. And Father, I just thank You that it's Your grace working in every one of us that has made us complete. I thank You that You're making that evident through manifestation, through demonstration of the fruit of Your Spirit and the finished work of Christ. I thank You to do every good work according to Your will. We surrender and submit to You, submit to Your will. We've sat here for 13 weeks and had a lot of good times, rejoicing, heart times, tears, laughter, impartation, even the baptism yesterday. Just thank You for the truth of who You are and the reality of who You are. And Father, I'm just asking, as even one that stood and taught many days in this school, that You take everything that was sown and imparted and let it become revelation and reality to every single student in this school. Father, I just thank You that intimacy with You would be like never before, that just knowing that we know that we know that we know. I ask You for grace, Lord God. And I thank You that You're the one that makes us complete to do Your will. I bless you, every one of you students, to speak the blessing of God over you. And Father, I just thank You that the grace to be transformed was an impartation of even truth, God. And let us embrace it and become it. I bless you all in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank You for the honor. And thank You for the privilege. Here's what I want to do. It's 10 of. I just feel this in my heart. I want you to grab somebody, maybe not somebody that you got real, real close to in the school, but maybe just somebody that you've known from the school. Not like your best bud in the school, but go find somebody, grab somebody, just pair up. Just bless one another. Just speak life over one another. Just activate your faith and just bless one another. Take turns, just speak, pray, bless. Just find somebody, love somebody. Just feels right. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because actually the faith that's in your own heart for your own life in the school will pour out into somebody else. Doesn't matter who pairs up with who. Just find somebody, grab somebody, bless them, pray over them.